Go Loud.
Same again.
One more time
from the top. That's not dead silence. That's not me not talking. That's the sound of Terrence not being here. It's me and it's Owen, and we're here 90 minutes now. No sign of Terrence. There's been a couple of weeks where myself and Owen got called up on our punctuality, but at least we got here. May have been 10 minutes late, may have been 15 minutes late, but we still got here, Owen. We could have been finished now, actually. In that those last 90 minutes, we could have done TBX and Talking More Bollocks. We could have got it done. We could have been on our merry way with those episodes banked for the bank holiday and for the Tuesday after it, and off we go. But no, Terrence decided not to show up.
Yeah, no sign of him. Hope he's okay. But no sign of him. So if you're a TBX listener, you'll have heard our message yesterday to apologise. With it being the bank holiday weekend, there's a good chance we won't be able to record this episode.
Yeah.
Before Tuesday. So just in case that happens, we want to record this now to apologise on our behalf. Terry can explain himself.
Yeah. Send all abusive emails to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com, but direct them towards Terrence. I thought you got off lightly for forgetting his dog's birthday. Imagine forgetting to record your podcast.
Has he done this before?
He has. Lads, I'm so sorry. I'm only after waking up. I had me phone turned off, for fuck's sake. Sorry about this.
Call him.
What's up?
You're a disgrace.
Boy, sorry.
Ah. And the abuse you gave me a couple of weeks ago. Because I wasn't here waiting for you when you walked in.
I was 50 minutes late.
Ah.
But I still showed up and recorded the podcast.
Sorry, boy. For fuck's sake.
Where are you? That doesn't look like your house. That looks like a holiday villa or something.
Yeah, why are you all sunburned?
Yeah.
Is that sun cream on your nose?
Is that a patio I see?
Where have you got swimming shorts on?
Please don't do that.
That's why the phone wouldn't ring, because he's away.
Yeah.
Boy, sorry, fuck's sake, man.
You're live on the podcast, by the way.
Who's on the episode? Who's on?
Me and Owen.
What do you mean, who? We're recording an apology. We gave you until, well, we gave you an hour, a bit more, and we said, right, we're recording an apology. We were just about to wrap up until you wrote back.
Apologise to the listeners, Terry.
Yeah.
Tell them I said sorry. Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We've asked them to come up with punishments or acts of apology for you to carry out, so.
Yeah.
Can we make one thing clear to them?
What?
This has never happened before.
Has it not?
No, it's never happened.
I mean, how long was Dara O'Brien waiting?
Yeah, there was a few close calls. At least he showed up for Dara O'Brien.
Boys, I'm sorry about that.
There's a good chance you're going to have to do a cartwheel, and we're on a video went and put it on TBX.
Yeah.
And what have we felt?
Even better.
Yeah.
Content.
We'll give you a little helmet. We'll get you like
bubble wrap.
Boxing headgear.
What are we going to do here?
Legit, this is going as the bonus episode.
We'll put this out.
TBX.
We'll put it
already
like.
Done it. Yeah. Gear Walsh and I got a phone call.
Yeah. Nah, boys, you know that's one of my favourite times of the week.
Well, favourite time of the week?
Yeah.
You were in dreamland, Terrence.
We've been here waiting for you.
Sheep.
What do you want us to do? And I haven't seen you in about 2 weeks.
Free tomorrow.
No. Free tomorrow.
Boys. How much would I have to pay us to be free tomorrow?
Oh, I know how much money you made last year, actually. £1,000. Cash.
Not cash.
Look who's at the door now.
Come on, fuck it. We'll just do the episode like this, will we?
What is going on? I saw that and I laughed. Terry, what is wrong with you?
He slept.
Sorry, Darden. I just went for a nap.
When?
Naps are class.
About half one, 2 o'clock.
You're not going to sleep tonight.
You're not setting an alarm when you go for a nap, no?
Is Reggie still sleeping well?
I didn't even plan on napping. Do you ever get one of them when the bed just starts feeling comfy on comfy?
Yeah.
What are you doing getting into the bed?
I just laid down for a bit and it was like the bed was hugging me. And that was it.
Harry, go back to bed. We'll find your week's wages and it'll be alright.
Darden.
What?
Can you ask the lads to come in tomorrow and maybe they can come up with a fee for them?
We said a grand cash each.
Yeah, it's coming out. You can pay that, Terry.
Me and you. Me and you can come up with a fee.
Me and you. Why am I paying half this? You step it out.
Will you, Darden?
No.
Will you come up with a fee for the two of them? Like, what would it cost?
I'll come up with the number, but you have to pay them. Name one.
Listen, Terry, any man who can fall asleep for 2 hours in the afternoon without setting an alarm is clearly not stuck for cash. So don't be giving it to poor mouth now. All right?
Bro, I did you a favour.
We think he's on holidays. He's making sure his head is filling the whole frame on that phone there.
Yeah, show us that you're in Dublin.
Are you? You're not in Dublin at all.
Can you make clear on the mic? This has never ever happened before in 6 years.
I'm not sure I can say that in all honesty. In good faith, can I?
John McGuckin's done this a good few times. Like, are we recording today?
That's expected. We're professional over here, Darden.
Well, that's the company
Harry,
you're in now.
You can work a month and you've slept it out. You slept it out for 6 fucking months. All you've done is sleep for 6 months and now you've decided, I gotta stick with it. Honest to God.
Nah, that's not right.
I know it's not. It's disgraceful.
Can you just prove that you're in your gaff and it's in Stony Badder?
I'm not home, bro.
It's just showing the telly on the wall though. That's it.
Sorry, did you go to bed wearing your runners?
I just don't put them on dance. I don't know why.
Oh, sketch Jordan, get me runners. Calvin's ringing me.
I was going to lie and say I wasn't asleep, but I said they're going to knock straight. I just say I'm asleep.
He keeps rubbing the sleep out of his eyes and he thinks we can't see him.
No, he's trying to make sure we know he was asleep. Parents, it's like the kid who tells the teacher they feel sick and they keep holding their stomach.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Tell them about when you tried to get your car insured, Terry.
Sorry, why did you service that car? You haven't driven it yet.
No, I'm all sorted now.
Tried to get his car tax insured at 8:45 on a Thursday evening with no logbook, no driver's license, and what else? You are missing something else. Didn't know the reg of the car.
What did you put in? Insurance me now, please. Cheers, thanks.
He wouldn't say thanks.
No, he just, insurance now, please, bro, Terry.
Honestly, I'm very sorry about this. I'm not joking.
I want to see what the listeners come forward with for the punishment.
Mm.
Well, what's the fee, Terry? It's out of your pocket. How much are you paying the lads?
If me and you go half, I'm willing to pay the lads to come in tomorrow.
Why would I go half? Give me one good reason I'd go half.
Because you need us to do well.
But here, we're all here. We actually don't need you. We can hang up at any moment.
Oh.
I don't mean that I need it. I don't mean that, like, they need me to do well. It just means it does well if we're all there.
It'll do better if you fucking turn up once in a while.
I love how he's in Stony Batan, your Mark County house, and he's still killing each other.
I love him, really.
Yeah, call him out on the Easter egg, Terry.
You told Jordan that you spent your last few pennies on a butler's Easter egg and you are giving out for free in Mark County house. You're hungry.
You have no shame.
I said, Jordan, I got you an Easter egg, which is a fact.
Yeah, and you said that money should have went on me rent. I can't pay me rent this month, that's for you. And it was a butler's egg for free out of my county house.
Well, I don't rent, so it shows you're a big liar.
Then you're going to be a dad.
Yeah, correct.
A little young as well.
I'm already, what's that thing called, the big brother, legally, to Terrence.
Oh, man. Not. A little boy?
Little boy, yeah.
Call him Damien?
Damien?
Duff?
No. Tarquin. I don't know where I got that from. Tarquin even a name?
Terry, if you announce on Instagram that you're changing your name to Tarquin Power. And you fully go with it. If you fully go with that all weekend, I'll come in on Monday and record with you.
Swear.
If you post on Instagram now that you're changing your name to Tarquin Power and you have everybody believing it.
Spell it.
And you show me screenshots of Jair and Gav reacting.
Now, listen to me. 600 cash.
Is he trying to cut? No.
Is that for me or for me and Calvin?
No, 3 each.
Because listen, while we were waiting for you, I heard about this shower tray he has to pay for.
Yeah.
Like, he probably needs 3 each.
300 quid for 2 hours of fun?
I
you
think
be there?
This is the man who said I'm not getting out of bed for less than 10 grand or something, didn't he?
Bro, I'd make that doing a job for someone.
I didn't say that.
He's literally not getting out of bed.
Yeah. Terry, you did tell me one time, bro, live shows aren't worth it. I make that on the street doing a job.
I was obviously looking for more money.
You were. And I said, well, go ahead to the street then if you want.
And I ended up on stage then.
Yeah, this is backstage in the board, guys.
You did. And then Lauren Carter ended up in the front row. Head literally over heels, saying, I'm all right, it's grand. The floor broke me fall. Sorry, Lauren.
Dayton.
Yeah.
Give them 400 each and I'll see them on Monday morning.
Terry, you have to take out your phone, Revolut 400 to Owen and 400 to Calvin, and that's the job done.
And can I get that as like a tax write-off or something?
No, we're getting it as a tax write-off.
What am I getting it as? So I'm just losing?
You're getting it as a lesson.
This is the fine for
and
sleeping out.
A great lesson.
Oh. I tell you what. It's
yeah, this. You won't miss it recording again.
It's this, or here's the alternative. You come in on Saturday, we send one of the producers that you're not mad of and one of your least favourite guests, and you have to pretend you're really happy to be here.
Siobhan and Dara O'Brien.
Sorry.
I was joking.
That Siobhan's going to be editing. Siobhan's going to be editing this.
I'm joking about Siobhan, not the guest. Not the guest. Still not as bad as Dara O'Brien. It's still not that bad.
Being 90 minutes for a recording and doing it over FaceTime is not as bad as Dara O'Brien.
No, but I'm legit apologetic.
Well, of course you'd be.
I'm actually sorry.
Yeah. Not like those other times I was just saying I was sorry.
I'm going to go back to when Terry was a manager in the workforce, when you actually did a bit of work. If one of your staff slept it out, what would you ring up and say to them? Bring, hello?
I just wait until they're in next. I wouldn't ring them.
All right, well, I'm in next. What are you saying to me? Sorry, gaffer, I overslept there. I just overslept. I didn't set an alarm. It was a lovely sunny day. The bed was hugging me, kissing me.
Yeah, the only man in Ireland to flirt with a bed.
Your own bed.
Bad boy, sometimes the bed got me earlier.
Right style furniture. The only place that will make the bed so good, you won't leave.
This is a great plug because it is from Leicester.
How many naps have you had today?
That was the only nap of the day, bro.
How many naps have you had this week?
First nap of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even a napper. I was very, very tired this morning.
What are you willing to do to apologise, Terry, to the listeners?
I'm willing to come in tomorrow at any time that you want.
Well, that's fucking big of you.
600 cash.
Darden.
I can't ask him to work tomorrow. No, you pay him.
It'll literally be worth it.
For you, not for them. Why don't you offer them a lovely meal on you?
No, I'm not coming in for a meal.
Okay.
Got a meal at home.
Oh. That's the last time I've seen you, even.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I was looking forward to seeing you. I showed up.
Sorry, bro.
I know it's even worse. I was thinking of inviting you around to the gaff.
And what, now that's...
Well, we'll come back to that.
You can't even have a sleep anymore and you're not even invited around to the gaff.
Well, you can sleep.
After the work is done.
After the work is done. Do you remember when Terence was going to join the army? Do you remember when that was one of his things?
His side quests.
He came into me like stony faced, bro, a bit of bad news. Okay, Terence, going to be giving up the podcast. Are you? That's not good. Why, Terence? Joining the army. Fucking World War III, Lebanon getting bombed. Terence.
Gagnon, many times have I told you I'm giving up the podcast?
Oh, at least. I'd say a good six.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're being generous to me
there. Yeah. It's once per live show. He'll deny this one now. Because I don't think we've ever told anyone he said this. And he'll swear blind this didn't happen. Remember he said he was going to go off and be a dog walker?
Yes. He's going to walk down.
Ah, boys. Now listen to me. I swear.
It was about 2 weeks after he got Koosie. He said, bro, I could do this full time.
Darren, shut your mouth. That's a fightable offence. Let's not do this.
There used to be a time where when Terence would say I'm giving up, we'd convene everyone, we'd sit around, we'd have what we call a crisis meeting. But then we realised,
just no one talked to him for a few days.
Yeah, just let him get it out of his system.
And he'll show up in Marconi at 5:30 on a Monday.
The closest he ever came to leaving is when he was suspended. And after all his threatening to leave, he was fuming then that we didn't want him to come back in for a while. What do you mean, bro? I didn't want to come in anyway. I told you to stick your podcast up your arse, but you can't suspend me. Just a little more. No, I try not to when you talk. Go on.
Right, listen, I'm at the getting a phone call off Calvin, expecting to be in his other job, and being like, Terry, you're at the fucking up there, Brown Odds, you get me? And I answer the phone, and he's sitting there in the studio, like, they're at the beam recording episodes. And I'm not happy to be not involved in the episodes.
Well, I mean, you had the opportunity to come to work, you just didn't.
I'm sorry, you're the victim now, are you? Fucking hell.
The victim of my own nap.
The price of the brick is going up.
This is the name for the bomb, is the victim of my own nap.
Oh, this might be an ad on the telly, do you know what I mean? Have you went to sleep during the day? Have you slept it out? You may be entitled to compensation. Me and Owen sitting there, hands out.
Do you work with Terence Power?
I'd say if I went to the WRC and told them what my working conditions were like, they'd definitely give me a few bob. And I could call so many witnesses. He said, stick the podcast up your hole. He gave me a nuggie.
Calvin, I can go to the WRC. Remember he said, what did he say? Fuck you on your podcast or something. What did he say?
That's what you said. That's what you always say.
You said it to me as well. What did he say that time when I went to punch you out?
I said. No, if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
Yeah, I did say that.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off. And then you nearly started an actual physical real fight.
Terence was just shocked. The colour drained from his face and he didn't know what to do. He wanted to hit me, but he knew he couldn't do that. And he just said, what did you say? I said, you heard me. And he goes, I know.
I'm not someone else.
And then he goes, see him? I'm going to punch his head in. I said, don't touch him. It's nothing to do with him. You're the problem.
There's video footage then, because you went up to present an award that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And Terence gave you a hug, but gave you a nuggie.
He was fuming at me.
You were trying to fix your suit.
He was.
As you're walking onto the stage.
He was fuming at me. But that's the only time we've ever had a cross word.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
The only time we've ever had a cross, you suspended me 6 months ago.
Harry, you were going around telling people to stick podcasts up their arse.
Yeah, that was more like an intervention.
Yeah. You had to be,
Don't start defending him. Come here, I think he's what right for suspending me, right?
Exactly.
But don't be picking up on him.
You're lucky that they're good people. I wanted to suspend you without pay to put manners on you. They were like, no, you better pay him while he's suspended.
Bro, that's like worthy enough. And I wouldn't even hit you, but bro, like if you did that, I'd probably hit you.
You couldn't. I could have battered you when you're in the horse. I saw those videos you walk. I could have pushed you over. You'd be finished.
Nah, bro, I'm not going to accept that of you because, you know, like, that's true. That's the only chance you had.
That was my chance. It could have folded you. Then again, Terry, a stiff breeze could have folded you.
Terry, wrap the episode up there. Go on.
Right, so that's our episode of TBX.
it's talking all bollocks. It's talking all
bollocks. You missed TBX. TBX is done. You missed that.
What happened?
We talked about you. We talked to Ger Walsh.
Tarnus, is Pastry...
What Ger Walsh about?
Is Pastry in town? If you're from Pastry, are you from town?
No.
No.
Ger Walsh says yeah.
I don't think he did on. I think when you listen back to that, you'll see that Jerry agreed with me.
There's no town on the south side. Town is the north side.
The only place on the south side that you would... The only place you would nearly consider town is Ringsend.
Key would be town, just about.
But, like, that's the only place we'd nearly consider. I feel like everywhere else is just the south side.
Well, no, Pierce Street is closer than Ringsend to town, so...
I'm not even on about how close it is. Just for some reason, if I was to take somewhere, it would be Ringsend. Does that not make sense what I'm trying to say?
No.
Well, you don't need to have an app.
Anyways, that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks.
He's tired now.
It's called Victim of Your Own Nap.
Send us whatever you want to Talking Bollocks at Golden.
Always the victim, never awake.
This is never going to happen again, everybody. Never.
All right, Snorlax, we'll wrap the bleeding episode up.
So just so you know.
I'll have the Revolut open there, Terry.
Terry, send him something.
What was that you kept sending me? I didn't want, so I kept sending it back to you.
It was like 21.50 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, because you were meant to make me the bleeding, the knighthood of...
Yeah.
King of Sealand.
Yeah. Oh, the Lord of Sealand or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
And you wouldn't do it for me.
I sent you 240 in May of last year, Terry. That must have been over some real petty shit.
€2.40 or €2.40?
Yeah. €2.40.
I bet you we went for the coffee and we had a fight and you were like, don't send.
I guarantee you said, boy, brought you a coffee, bro. And he was like, no, I didn't. I bought my own coffee.
Yeah.
Two stubborn men.
That probably happened.
Where the fuck were you getting coffee for €2.40?
Darden, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's that episode. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed. And I hope you enjoyed TBX. Or enjoy it, TBX, because that'll be our first. Joey Walsh was in it. And What else did you talk about?
You have to refund every TBX listener a euro. €4 a month, you've ruined one of their 4 weeks this month.
Bro, I don't know if you understand, right? Because you're a bit out of the loop now that you're climbing the ladder. We had a meeting the other week. TBX listeners run the riot.
I heard about this meeting. I heard the meeting was delayed for 10 minutes because you kept trying to touch something on the screen.
No, that was a screenshot on the screen, right? It was a PowerPoint presentation and it was about the social engagement, yeah? I was looking at the numbers and like the month-on-month growth and how we get back to where we were before he left, and he was fascinated because it was a screen grab of a phone that was open on Instagram and in the bottom corner you can see someone's profile picture. He was like, who's that? Whose profile is that? I was like, Terrence.
That's just a decoration. Ignore it. Like,
yeah. We're trying to get that 10% of listenership back that we lost before you left. And he's like, but who's that on the phone?
Yeah, I asked Siobhan how that meeting went. He said, yeah, it's fine, except Terry spent 10 minutes.
Oh, no, but he was screaming.
But she said you were trying to touch it and move it.
Yeah. No. He was like, he was tapping the hills there.
Tapping the sky.
Boys. But in all seriousness, like, whose page was that? Do you get me?
Why do you care?
I was looking at the numbers. I was like, how would you make that money back?
No, but like, it was...
Do you know what the best thing is? We'll have another one of them meetings in a month and Terrence will be like, why did no one show me about the numbers that we were trying to make back?
Yeah. Wait, what? Are they up? Are they down? Terry, we showed you this last month. Yeah, I can't remember where I was.
I must have had a nap, boys. Oh, you missed it in TVX, Terry. Your man who's listening in Texas, he's from Wexford.
Yeah, so he texts me saying that he's not even messing.
No, he's serious.
Yeah, bro, but like, that's mad, isn't it?
Hope you're happy, Owen.
Yeah, the Premier Chipper is lovely, isn't it, Darren?
Premier Chipper's great.
Kip.
Ooh.
Right, Terry, we tried to wrap this up about 40 minutes ago. If you had just left when I rang you, we would have got a proper episode in.
We were out the gap.
We were meant to leave, yeah, and then you send that message.
I'm now late. I thought I was getting half an hour of my day back. I'm now late.
Owen, your day is over.
Right, Terry, wrap the episode up.
Have now. With who?
Yeah.
Someone important.
Listen.
Not important.
Could you share me in that for the whole time?
Yeah, look, apologize. You can't see that, but...
No.
Talk, Terry, watch.
Hello. Hello.
Did You see the bar going up?
And now Terrence, 5 years into Talking Bollocks, is being shown how the episode is recorded.
See that, Terry? That's a sound wave.
Is that good at watches deal? Is that good at watches deal?
You want to get up pretty early in the afternoon to catch us out?
That's a belter.
It's harsh, but it's fair.
He is a scum.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. You missed the one he caught Keane out on the balcony earlier. We were standing out on the balcony hoping that you weren't dead, yeah? And we were talking about someone that we were going to book in as a guest. And Owen goes, do you know he got stabbed in the head? And Keane goes, how'd you stab someone in the head? And Owen goes, we're a knife.
Keane wasn't happy.
Oh, it was a belter. Oh, you're on fire today. Right, Teddy.
You're on fire tomorrow is the big question.
And it's wrap the episode up.
Send him money. Cash king, bro.
Now, if you had a bit more patience with me, that'd help.
A bit more patience? Terrence, I'm here 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Terrence napped for the first hour.
We could have done a main, a bonus, and a TBX episode.
Listen. Will you just come in tomorrow?
I actually can't.
So we just don't get to do that this week?
No.
Don't get to.
There's consequences for your actions. Yeah. It's this new thing called personal responsibility.
Shut up, you.
This is like when you throw the water on your bed.
Yeah.
And then you're standing there going, what, so I just don't get to sleep in a dry bed now?
Sometimes it's worth it. This wasn't. I would have liked to be in that room there.
We gave you every opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You gave me a time and a day and all.
And 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah, we waited a long time.
Like, Terry, you could have left your house, stayed on the phone on your way in, and we could have had a whole episode of your odyssey to get to work.
I didn't even think that this was going to happen, Darren. Basically, I'm at the main inn. When you think about it.
When you think about it.
Can you imagine now when it's going to be like, Darren Clearly's had to become an attire, he's on paternity leave. Paternity leave? I done an episode from me bed.
I fell asleep, but basically I was there. Well, next week on basically, you do it in your house.
Yeah.
See if you can do it from your house.
We found it.
I like that.
Yeah.
And put him in here.
And put him in here, yeah.
We do that, Teddy, yeah.
And see basically how it works.
I would not enjoy that.
First time I let you come out of the gaff, Terry, you might make an episode out of it.
Oh, please, bro. A TBX. Now, listen to me.
600 quid.
Imagine TBX, me and you digging the garden with our helmets on. We have a cup of tea.
Helmets?
Why would you need helmets?
Yeah. We went helmets digging the garden.
Health and safety, no?
What kind of hole are you digging?
This fella, what kind of holes is he digging? What kind of holes is Terrence Power digging?
In Owen's garden.
You're walking with him nearly 5 years now, and you only ask him what kind of holes he's digging.
Anyways, that's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us anything you want, and I'm sorry.
Hopefully, we'll speak to you next time. Terry might even be in the building.
TalkingBollocks@GoLoudNow.com. Give us a boom, Terry.
Boom!
Can your phone do this?
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.